You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So I'm on Twitter, and I want to pass on three quick things because they're all phenomenal. From the England pod, All England All Time, a show covering England. Dear Kansas City, thank you and farewell. None of us expected to love KC and its people as much as this. After only 48 hours here, your friendliness and your hospitality, the food and drink at Joe's, the Peanut, McLean's, Tacos de Gallos, Varsity Bar, and the iconic Johnny's on 7th Street. Your enthusiasm for showing off your city has left a huge mark on us. Go Chiefs, go Royals. We hope to return one day. It's time for Dallas, they write. Time for England, finally, getting started at the World Cup. And time to compare Texas barbecue to Kansas City barbecue. And there is a photo of them on their flight. They are just beaming. And for any of you listening that before this week or last month never paid much attention to soccer, it's really not about the actual physical game that's going on at Arrowhead.
That's right.
It's about what I just read to you and what this town and Lawrence and Riverside,
oh yeah,
all of us are doing for our international visitors. It gives me chills.
They just panned to a bunch of England fans at the game and they're all wearing cowboy hats.
You know, we can get lost in the weeds of the technical stuff when it comes to the game of soccer and offsides, onsides.
Yep, not my deal.
All the, you know, the flopping, the magic spray that you, okay. But the World Cup, what it really is a cultural event that does involve the vast majority of the people on this planet.
And if you have not found Freddie.
Freddie.
On Twitter and Facebook, this guy named Freddie, you guys from Germany, had never been to the United States. He came here for the World Cup, and he quickly started going viral at his delight. I don't even know his wonder at some of the things that we take for granted in America every single day, like Chick-fil-A. Some of his posts, he is like a child at Disney World. Posting Quick Trip. I can't believe this is what your gas stations look like.
Wendy's, the beautiful landscapes across the South.
Yeah, he just started saying, I'm now in this place called Tennessee.
Yeah.
Now I'm in this place called Alabama. And he just started showcasing America. And then today someone wrote, and I quote, I still haven't fully processed that this random German dude came to the United States as a tourist for the World Cup. Was simply so genuinely excited about the country that he live tweeted himself into absolute mega virality. And now every organization in America is giving him free stuff. Never doubt the power of social media. And I would also add to that kindness. And he is pointing to the latest Freddie tweet. I see a lot of orange, and then when you look at it, you're like, oh my God, is he at NASA? Freddie writes, well, this is the coolest thing ever. We're at NASA getting a tour from astronaut Anne McLean. This is us entering the Orion capsule that flew around the moon in April. And so what started with, oh my gosh, look at Wendy's. This is the greatest thing I've ever had. Waffle House. Now NASA is reaching out to Freddie. You want to come take a tour with an astronaut from Orion? Like yes.
He's like a modern day, I think it's pronounced Tocqueville. He was a French diplomat like 200 years ago who came to this new America to tour it and was astounded and amazed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like he was talking to the astronauts up on the International Space Station.
Freddie went from like 200 followers. Do you want to guess how many followers he has, Sam? Just guess.
2 million?
He's not quite there yet.
Okay.
He has 661,000 followers. And if you find him on Twitter anyway, he's Freddie LA7. And his little moniker there is the German flag. Freddie LA7. And all you have to do is find him and just scroll back for, you know, like one of the tweets is Ferris Bueller. You would not believe the day I've had. And then it says, Freddie, hold my beer.
I loved when they passed into, because he's traveling with some buddies, I believe.
Yeah.
When they passed into Louisiana, you know, you've got the welcome to sign. Somebody came along with a homemade sign and
hung. Welcome, Freddy.
Welcome, Freddy.
Now, the great point from the text line, and I do love this. Freddie is doing it right, driving through everyday America.
Yep.
Often we talk about going to other countries and visiting different parts of the world, and we want to go to the massive tourist hotspots. You could do the same thing in the United States. You could hit up New York. You could hit up the massive epicenters where they have all the things that you hear, the Chicago Bean. Or you could just take in the culture and
just hop in your car.
The American lifestyle.
A couple more. I've got to read these because it's so beautiful.
Those are great, too.
Freddie is living a life that it could take the average American 40 years and unprecedented access to have within the space of a month. I can't even be jealous. It's so beautiful. And then I'll end with this one. At this rate, Freddie's going to be addressing a joint session of Congress by next Wednesday, followed by a full tour of Area 51. The dude is on an all-time heater.
He's getting the nuclear code soon.
Freddie, we love you.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.